This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various projects worth nearly 2,600 crore rupees at Silvassa in Daman, Diu and Dadar Nagar Haveli a short while ago. We now go over live to the Prime Minister's address to the gathering in Silvassa.
भले गरमान सबको खाओ पड़े पर ओछू कर सो पक्को मोटापा कम करने की दिशा में ये एक बहुत बड़ा कदम होगा। इसके अलावा हमें एक्सरसाइज को अपने जीवन का हिस्सा बनाना होगा। अगर आप हर रोज कुछ किलोमीटर पैदल भी चलते हैं, संडे ऑन साइकिल ये भी करते हैं तो बहुत बड़ा फायदा होगा।
The projects launched today include Namo Hospital and Research Center in Silvassa, 25 projects worth 1,075 crores in the Union Territory, Marwar Hospital with a capacity of 300 beds in Daman, and several road projects. In the evening, the Prime Minister will travel to Surat in Gujarat to launch Surat Food Security Saturation Campaign. About 2 lakh beneficiaries in Surat will receive benefits under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anni Yojana. Tomorrow, on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Modi will attend the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan in Navsari. The Prime Minister will disburse over 450 crore rupees in assistance to 2.5 lakh women from more than 25,000 self-help groups. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated the central government's strong commitment to promoting regional languages, particularly Tamil. He was speaking at the 56th Raising Day celebration of the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, at Thakkolam at Ranipet in Tamil Nadu. He emphasized the importance of preserving the rich cultural heritage of Tamil Nadu and highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's efforts to honor the state's linguistic and cultural legacy. The minister said the central government is taking concrete steps to incorporate state languages into educational and professional spheres. He highlighted several initiatives introduced by the center in this regard, including the inclusion of regional languages such as Tamil in critical examinations for the Central Armed Police Forces. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena inaugurated the Amrit Biodiversity Park near Khelgaon in New Delhi today. Speaking to media, Mr. Saxena said the inauguration of this park is a step towards the commitment of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to improve air quality and increase the green cover in the city. Amrit Biodiversity Park is depicting the struggle of India's independence movement. Jan Aushadhi Divas is being celebrated today to promote affordable healthcare and raise awareness about the importance of generic medicines and their usage across the country. Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana aims to make quality generic medicines available at affordable prices to all. The Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry has organized week-long activities across the country to support this initiative. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India today finds increasing convergences with Europe and highlighted the growth of the Indian economy. Speaking at the University College Dublin in Ireland today, Mr. Jaishankar recalled European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's recent visit to India, along with 21 commissioners. He noted that India and the EU have been negotiating for a free trade agreement for almost 23 years and expressed hope that the exercise will conclude by the end of this year. In Syria, more than 70 people, including 16 security personnel, were killed and dozens were wounded in violent clashes between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to deposed ruler Bashar al-Assad in the coastal province of Latakia today. The violence erupted in Jable town in Latakia province as security forces launched operations to root out Assad loyalists who have regrouped in the mountainous coastal region. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty will take on Rasmus Gemke of Denmark in the men's singles quarterfinal of the Orleans Masters Super 300 in France this evening. In the 6th Asian Women's Kabaddi Championship, Indian women's team will clash with Nepal in the first semi-final in Tehran this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.